So it's been a big day for you. New single released today.
Yeah, it's okay.
Exciting stuff, right?
Yeah.
I really like the video. It's a very the VCR distortion. How'd you settle on that?
Well, it's a long bio, but a long story. Long story. We tried to make a video. Sorry, I got cookie in my mouth. We tried to make a video for the first single. The footage got corrupted halfway through the shoot. The footage got corrupted halfway through the shoot. So footage got corrupted halfway through the shoot. We did a bunch of video with who the person that actually did our front album cover, Ryan Faced, and it got corrupted. So he basically put together a different one, and then we gave this one to Rose Cormier, who's part of Mothland, and she ran it through
A synth
a
thing.
synth, and
Oh.
it turned out great.
Turned out great, yeah.
It's so chaotic. It's
I think it matches the energy.
Yeah, it really does. This new and it's a new album on the verge of coming out. Is this like a kind of a taste of what's coming up on the new album? It's very chaotic. The singles have been very like chaotic and energy-driven so far.
I think so. Like, I think between the three, there's one more single coming out. I think between the three of them, that's a good representation of like the spectrum of chaos to like to none. I think this one that came out today is the most chaotic out of everything. Right?
Chaos. I think the record's kind of fun though, but also chaotic for sure. Compared to our last record, feels more fun.
Sorry, someone's blasting their guitar with their door open down the hall.
Yeah, he keeps
Yeah,
opening the door.
no worries, no worries. It's it's all jazz. The oh, so what so why'd you decide to take it in this direction? Why open the sound up to be more chaotic this time around?
Okay, well, I think a good answer to that is our first record. So our first record, I think, was more we I think we tr had more of like an idea of what we were going for on We Found This, but I think something in that album that lacked was the fact that it didn't really sound anything like us live. Like there were the one song that sounded most like us live actually got taken off the album and released on like a Mothland collaboration. So going into writing this record, the songs were a lot heavier, but we kind of did them in a way that we are performing live now, which is pretty much just yelling and playing super loud.
Yeah, and people actually I feel like had complained. Like I heard I feel like I remember people commenting things like that or whatever. They were like, "Oh, I was disappointed by the record after seeing them live because it's just like doesn't hit the same way." So we just tried to make it like,
Match that.
I totally I can totally understand the struggle there of giving it 110% in a live performance and people not picking up on that when it's mixed together.
Plus, people tend to like think that the second record sounds more like the band anyway. I think that's what people
In
say.
general, you're
In
saying.
general is what people say. So yeah, I'm glad I worked it that way.
So what is like the process of been putting it together like? How long have you been working on it?
A year.
Yeah, pretty much a year. We took off last year to actually put more of like a an emphasis maybe on writing songs versus kind of maybe writing songs because we wanted to play shows, I think, if I could speak for everyone to say that.
Yeah, well, you know what though? We wrote some of these songs like in the pandemic too, kind of half of them, or we had like a
We
an
wrote some demos
idea.
during the pandemic that ended up on the record.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I kind of forgot about, I
I
guess.
think it was a good process to do at that time.
Yeah, because we had an idea to do like a drum machine like and synth like EP that we would just record probably just at your house or
Yeah, just
something,
at
like
your
something
house.
cheap and little that we could put out during the pandemic, but we never ended up doing it. So we just kind of had like a couple extra like ideas. So some of those are like kind of older in that way, but
That I kind of gave to this album that was like a good mix of both, or using a lot of like samples and stuff live and on the album that we would have otherwise probably not have pushed so hard to do.
Yeah, and even some of the songs we wrote in here live, I guess, where some of them came together real quick, like it was like nothing. And some of
Like
them,
Control Freak took us like
without a
three
doubt.
to 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Even the single that came out, Horse Feathers, was like really easy.
So yeah, explain the name.
Richard, our old synth player, thought of it. He just thought it was cool.
Yeah, I think
Was there
that
anything?
I think no, I think horse fighting was just what it sounded like to him. I think out of all the song names, that one has the least reasoning to why it's called.
Reasoning.
But it actually makes sense. Feels right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Control Freak 69 has more of a there's more of a reasoning behind it. Explain like the 69 part.
I think
Oh,
that was just funny
that
because it
doesn't
was
have
like,
reason.
that doesn't have much of reason.
I guess it's just supposed to be like
It's supposed to
funny,
be funny, funny.
sarcastic, like,
Internet age type name.
yeah.
But the Control Freak is just, I mean, the song is about the illusion of control, basically.
I guess I was reading an interview you did, and you said that one of your inspirations for songwriting is your shared misery.
Sounds correct.
Is that kind of like the theme of control in general? Is that like what's informing this new record of like, the world being kind of chaotic and bad?
Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, it's the feeling of not being in control,
Thinking
like,
that you are.
yeah, and just trying to be like I'm
I
gonna
got
do
it.
it,
I
I'm
got
gonna
it.
make
I
it
got it. I
happen,
got
like,
it.
yeah, I got
I
it.
got it. I got it. I got it. I got it.
Yeah. But the shared misery is also like, it's like at times being in a band is miserable because of how hard it is to make it all work.
Yeah, and everyone's pissed off at you, and you can't do anything, and you have to go away, can't commit to
You don't
anything,
have any
don't have any
money.
money.
No one wants to talk to you.
That just
Yeah.
becomes more and more difficult
It's hard being
Yeah.
around.
It sounds like a bonding experience though.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's funny how people can be in bands and make happy music.
It definitely takes a certain type. Yeah. Yeah, it is strange.
We're a happy bunch.
I guess speaking of the touring, you've got a bunch of touring lined up in the very near future. You're doing South by Southwest, and then some album release shows in Montreal and Toronto, and then you have like a UK tour coming up. So that seems like a bit of a bit of globe trotting.
Yeah, the UK is only we only have two shows as far as I know.
Three shows, yeah. Two festivals, three shows right now.
Oh.
But it's kind of a precursor to going over there for real more near the end of the year. We've just done so much touring in North America that it's yeah, I
It's
think it's time to go
time.
over there.
It's time to see the king.
Yeah. And it's like your second South by Southwest, right? You were down there in
Third,
2023?
third, yeah.
Third.
Yeah. We went in 2022 when we toured with Snapped Ankles. And last year we went on, or sorry, the year before that. So 2023 was on in the middle of our American tour. And then this will be the third time.
Third red, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
You
chaos.
excited to go
Sorry.
back?
Yeah, I
Yeah,
love
it's the
it.
best.
And it's going to be more fun because we're going to be there for like the whole week. Usually we kind of, because it's in the middle of the tour, we just have like a day or two or something, and then we have to go. But we're just going for that week, so
It's about
yeah.
47 people going from our label.
Yeah,
So
I've been talking to a couple of them. It's yeah, they're bringing the best of the best, it seems like.
yeah, it's gonna be a blast. It's also like a matter of not being on tour 2 weeks before South by Southwest as well,
Yeah.
where you're already kind of like
Tired.
delusional.
Yeah, because I hear it is like absolutely nonstop there, especially for like bands, like you can kind of pick up and play as much as you want almost, it sounds like. if you
Totally.
get in touch with the right people.
Yeah, you can end up playing like dozens of shows.
Is that the goal for the trip down there this time, or are you gonna on and off it?
Can we begin?
No. No, we are only playing two official shows while we're there.
Just the official shows. Cool.
Yes, only two
Only
official
two
shows.
official
Is
shows.
all that we are
That's all that
allowed
we're
to say
allowed to
that we're
say at a
playing.
point. Okay.
Government.
Yeah.
Thanks for nothing.
Are you but you must be excited to release this album too, with the album releases in Toronto and Montreal, right?
It's gonna be great. Playing in Montreal rocks always. It's such a good time. I think it's a matter right now of just making sure the songs are tight, especially after kind of being off touring for a year and having some like switch ups with our lineup. It's been a bit stressful, but yeah, I think things are kind of coming together now and we're stoked to get out there. Austin, Texas is going to be a very good kind of treadmill of shows to get us back up to speed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's I've always I wanted to ask, like, your perspective on the two cities. You've been based out of Toronto for a while now. What's like the difference between like the shows in Toronto and shows in Montreal, from a band who's done both?
What I always notice is people in Toronto show up, buy a shirt, and leave. And people in Montreal like party.
Don't buy a shirt,
Don't buy a shirt.
That's true, actually.
and they don't leave.
Yeah, they don't leave.
I think Montreal has like a there's something chaotic about Montreal.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah,
People are just excited.
they're excited to hear good music, and they're ready to rage. Yeah.
People are maybe more ready to just go out and see whatever's out there, I feel like, in Montreal. Maybe Toronto feels a little more formal. Yeah,
But
but
they do buy the shirts.
they do buy the shirts in Toronto.
Do like make
It's
it.
good. It's interesting now playing in Toronto because we don't play in Toronto as much, but now we're seeing more people coming as like the scene changes and like time goes on for us, rather than like when we used to be like really involved in like the local scene playing shows like every month. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck with
Yeah,
it.
it's I imagine it, like, after just taking a small break with it, it's these scenes change so much so quickly.
Yeah.
I was looking at the video for Control Freak, and I was gonna ask about the Honda Civic in that video. Is that something that was found by, is that a real car out there?
So I guess Ryan kept seeing this Honda Civic drive by in his neighborhood.
It's not a Civic.
Or it's a, I think it's an old
It's an
Civic.
old
I thought it
Civic.
was a hatchback. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Like the old Civics were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We kept seeing this guy drive by in that in the car that you see in the video, and
Bungle.
it said Bungle on the license plate, and he I was fascinated with it for some reason, and he like reversed 411'd him or whatever. Like, you can look up, if you pay the government money, if you give, they'll tell you where his address is, or his name, or whatever,
His
the
phone number, I think.
phone number or something. So then he kind of tried to stalk him and find him, but it didn't work out. And then he finally caught him in the street and asked him if he'd like to
Oh, is
get
that what it
filmed.
was? He didn't. He it
It
didn't.
didn't
He
even go,
didn't.
like, he'd message him on Facebook and it didn't work out. The story, you'd have to talk to Ryan to get the
It is
right
written out
story.
somewhere
It is
too.
written out somewhere, but that is the main
Yeah, this is
outline.
some dude's car.
Yeah, some dude's car, and he just found him. So the haggard guy in the video, that's the dude. That's
Oh,
Bungle.
And now
Bungle.
I've seen it 4 times now, just walking around Toronto. I
Is
have,
it?
not the
It's like a landmark then, right? Wow. Yeah.
car.
Well, that
It
car, look, it, like, it looks like it's from the 90s, right? It must have been
is,
in
like
the
a
city
really bad
forever.
one. Yeah, it's sweet.
Anything to like tease off the new album at all? What when's the are you allowed to say when the next single is dropping?
I don't even know. End of March?
Yeah, I actually don't
I think
even
end of
know.
March. I
I think
think
March
March.
28th
or something.
Yeah, I think March 28th. No, I think the whole album comes out March 28th, and I
With the
think
single.
there's a single with a music video that comes out at the same time.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's a fun music video.
Yeah, that one was interesting to make. So I
Yeah.
definitely watched that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it do you have any plans for like the day of? I couldn't find if you were playing a show that particular day, but how are you gonna like celebrate kicking off the album?
I think go to work, put up some drywall, maybe like eat some rice at home after.
Yeah, the release show is actually like a whole month after that. Like it's the release show is April 26th. So, I mean, the day of, I don't know.
What day is March 28th? Is it a Tuesday?
Right? March 20th, I don't know.
If it's a
Should
Tuesday, we have
I?
rehearsal, so we'll be celebrating with the rehearsal.
I think it's a Friday.
If that's the day.
Looked it out, closed it
Yeah, I
immediately.
think
Well,
the
it's
real
gonna.
celebrating comes a month after.
Yeah, after we play the show.
Yeah, after we play the show, that's when it's real for
I'll
me.
probably just like go on Spotify and look and see if it's there.
Every day.
And then like yeah, then just like look at it every day.
And make sure people are listening to
Yeah, and like look at how many people listen to it and like where they are and ask like I'll probably just do that to celebrate.
and then tell a coworker like, "Oh, hey, I have two listeners in Chile."
Yeah.
Maybe we
That's
could
how
go.
releases go nowadays, I feel.
Yeah, that's yeah, it's amazing. Bands have to do so much marketing for their own stuff nowadays too. Do you find that process at all difficult?
Excruciating.
Yeah. It's not what we like to do. Basically, nothing about being in a band is what we like to do besides touring.
Well, I like writing the tracks, but
Okay,
yeah.
Simon likes writing.
Yeah.
It is fun to write a song and it be done and then be like, oh, listen to this and see how it's like growing and stuff. But I like when then it's like you play the song and people are like stoked to hear the song and then someone buys me a beer.
Yeah.
Then I drink 10
So
beers. Transactional.
you're basically saying if you like the album, definitely come see you live because the passion is there for sure.
Yes,
that's where the
yeah
passion lies.
yeah
There's something that's hard about like creating art and like putting all this like meaning into what you're doing and then asking people to explain it to them instead of just listening to it. Not that that's what you're doing, because like I like this format.
yeah no, this is definitely better than like, well, like for like Instagram and stuff, it's just like I don't,
It's like, what does this mean?
yeah.
It's like, well, listen to it and interpret it.
Well, he was asking you that.
And then see it live.
Who's asking? No. Well, your question was about like the like marketing side of stuff, right? Yeah. Like Instagram and everything. Like the new thing that Instagram does with the collaboration thing, and that's really helpful because then Mothlane can just do the post and we just like show up.
Give it
Yeah.
the thumbs up.
Yeah. Except.
We just want to make the music.
Yeah.
Yeah,
What about the
it's.
music for us?
Well, I'm
Oh,
excited to meet you guys down in South by. It's gonna be fun.
you're coming. That's great.
Yeah. You'll see me down there.
Well,
It's
yeah.
my first South by, so if you have any recommendations, let me know.
Oh, you're gonna have a blast.
You're gonna have fun.
It's literally gonna be one of the best weeks of your life.
Whoa.
I've heard.
Yeah, it's really exciting. Like the whole everywhere you anything you do, anywhere you go, like just something really fun is happening in front of you.
Good energy.
Yeah.
Any food recommendations?
What? The food truck culture there is amazing.
Yeah,
There's like
there's
a
this
lot of
one good like
Siberia.
breakfast taco place. Like we're only there with the past times we've been there, it's only been for a couple of days, so we'll see this time.
I'm a little nervous to be there for a whole week.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna be
An animal.
an animal.
Yeah, the amount of eating out I'm gonna do, I'm terrified about my bank account too. Like,
Yeah, I was
oh.
gonna say. What was the name of that place outside the. I remember we did play the barbecue show a couple of years ago for Death Strange.
Yeah.
I will find that out, and we will hang out, and I
All the
will
triangle.
tell you what it is. We
Yeah.
went to a sick birria truck that rocked.
Oh, it's a little
Okay.
kid.
There's a little kid that made fun of me and called me M&M. Yes.
Was funny.
I mean, he was working.
Yeah, the food truck's there, tacos, you know, that's,
That's the
I
way.
think that's the
The
way.
way of the warrior.
Yeah. I guess I'll let you go. Thanks for taking the time out of practice to talk to me.
Oh, of course. We're talking to us.
Yeah, I'm super excited to see you play down there. And anything you want to add?
Listen to the record. Come see us live.
Yeah.
Listen to the record. Comes out March 28th. Come see us play in Toronto and Montreal. I don't know the dates.
It's the 26th in Toronto and the May 2nd,
Yeah.
26th of April in Toronto and May 2nd in Montreal.
Be there. I will be selling.
You know
And it's
what? Yeah.
Toscadera for the Montreal show.
Yeah. New venue.
New venue.
Yeah, new venue.
Yeah, support local. Support local. Buy Canadian goods. We support farmers and good local food.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. It's been really it's been a pleasure.
Well,
Thank
thank you. It's clearly very good at this.
It
I'll
was
let you
very
get
good
back to
seeing you.
Yeah, I'll let you
Come
get
say
back to
hi
doing your thing.
when you get there, buddy.
Oh yeah, I definitely will. Well, thanks so much.